Good morning, Matt. How are you this morning? Yeah,
good. So you, you're a barber, as in cutting people's hair, and a psychic at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, exactly that.
And how did, like, so were you just cutting someone's hair one day, and you're like, oh, by the way, do you have like a mother-in-law that's passed away? Like, is that how it happened?
No, not exactly. Kind of the other way around, really. I've been in the profession as a psychic medium for nearly 30 years, and I wanted to do something a little bit different. I was living in the UK, and my partner at the time was a hair extensionist, and it was actually her that said, you know, you should do barbering. And over, this is like around about 2013, and barbering over there was just starting to pick up, so it hadn't hit here.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow, this is something incredible that's going to just like take off. And so I come back to Oz and was looking for somewhere to do barbering because I wanted something that was going to balance out the mediumship as well, a little bit grounding, but also help people.
It's amazing.
And, that's pretty cool, actually, because obviously you need to be laser focused as a psychic, but you've got to have to, you've got to be the same when you come into cutting someone's
beard
and everything.
Whatever,
yeah.
Well, it sort of come around. I'm a really big advocate for mental health, and you know, when men sit in our chair, that's the first point of contact. And I also wanted to cut hair for the homeless as well, and just put back into the community a little bit for people that may not have access to it. And so I ended up on a TV show, funny enough, a reality TV show, and got my way through that and then ended up doing a formal study. And it was actually my publisher who said, you know, why don't you join them together and we'll market you as the psychic barber. So
that's amazing. Here you are. And you're coming to Mackay on the 22nd of May. So people can have a reading and a haircut with you, or is it just the reading?
No, I'm leaving my scissors at home. I'll be doing a show. I think it's on the Saturday night.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. We'll put all the details on that on our website too, by the way, folks, at triplem.com.au.
Okay, let's put you to the test and ask you, when it comes to Trust Us, You'll Love It. It's a promotion we're running at the moment. We've got something to give away to one lucky person. It's guaranteed to go off. Mm. What do you think the item is?
Now, we can't tell you on the air if you're correct or not. We'll tell you off the air if you're correct or not, but we can't tell you on the air. What do you think
it is? So do I get the hints like everybody else? Or?
Well, the only thing we have said is we've never given this away on our radio station before, or we think around in Australia. So
that's
this
right.
This is a big thing. It's something quite not physically big, maybe. I don't know. But it's just not something that's been given away.
All right. Okay. So I have had a little bit of a think and a little bit of a tuning on this one. So I'm either going to be way off or I might get something. When I tuned in, I actually got the number 2. Okay. So I felt as if there had been 2 options at the beginning to put this prize. So it might have been this and something else, and there was a choice between the two. So I got the number 2.
That's accurate, by the way. That's very accurate.
Yeah.
Yes, keep going.
So I did see but then Spirit was having a bit of a laugh at me, going like, it's not what you think it is, Beck. It's actually smaller than that. So I can't help but think that it's something really funny that nobody's going to even get. You know, it's nothing major, but I do feel like it's a holiday or a trip away or something like that. But it's not what people think. I think there's a little bit of a kick to the side of it that's just going to give it a different little bit of flavour.
I tell you what, like it's we can say it's not a holiday because we've given those away before.
That's right.
But I tell you what, there's some things that you've said in there before that are just like the whole a choice at the start thing.
That's right, yeah.
That is absolutely accurate. We'll tell you off the air what it is. We can't tell you on the air what it is, obviously. So
that's not a holiday, so that's a fail.
Not a fail, because that was one of the options we spoke about.
That's right.
As one of the things. But, again, we'll explain more about that off the air. Can't wait to see you in Mackay. 22nd of May, folks. We'll put the details on our website, triplem.com.au. Beck, thanks for joining us this morning. I know it's nice and early for you. Psychic barbers don't like getting up before 9 a.m. So
no.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.